organizers, the host. It's a true honor for us what we participated yesterday in this very important event, and the same tonight. I'm happy to be here to share 2 minutes with everyone. Now, it's a tremendous task to have information that we can sit here for months and condense it into 2 minutes is really difficult, but I'll try my best. We're standing today as the annual occasion for Jerusalem for Al-Quds, but unfortunately this year it's totally different than the previous years. What we experience today in these days, these weeks, is sad and tragic. It's our obligation as human beings, it's our obligation as Jewish people to stand up and to say that this is wrong. It's terrible, it's painful to see it, it's painful to hear about it, and it's important to speak up and to explain what's behind. Now, what's a terrible tragedy is, in addition to all what's happening, when we have ignorance, add to it, when you have ignorance in addition to all what's happening, it's even worse. When we would have people from the non-Jewish world being ignorant, not knowing what's happening, believing mainstream media, believing what's being told, believing what's being said in the name of Judaism, is very sad. And we find this within the Jewish community. There is an enormous amount of ignorance. Many people do support these crimes, what's happening, really not knowing what's going on. They really don't understand the facts on the ground, and they really don't really have that proper knowledge of what Judaism is and what Judaism teaches. It's unfortunately the task of the Jewish people, as myself and my colleagues, to work on both angles. We work within the Jewish community, and thank God we are successful. Maybe not as successful we would like to be, but at least we are moving forward. And for the general public, it's very important, as the Muslim community here and in worldwide, to explain that all of this is not Judaism. This is not a representation of Judaism. And if we have just a little bit knowledge, we can understand how contrary this is to Judaism. Now, one can stand up and try to explain that, well, one individual act that was done in the name of Jewish people happens to be wrong. Now, if one explains this, it's true. Like, these deeds that are being done right now is totally wrong, is totally in contrast to Judaism. This killing and oppression, which is not only now, already for decades, all of this is wrong. All of this is in no way the representation of Jewish religion, is not supported by all Jews. But it goes really way more than that. It happens to be that this whole concept of Zionism, which is the philosophy behind the State of Israel, this concept of Jewish people building a sovereign homeland for ourselves, all of this is total contrast to Jewish religion. No wonder that we find that who are the inventors of this philosophy? The inventors of Zionism were not Jewish scholars, no Jewish religious people. These were not only secular people, these were outspoken heretics who hated God and hated Jewish religion. They were embarrassed with the Jewish religion. And they were the ones coming up with this brilliant solution to the Jewish problem. And we can go on to explain why, but this is basically the basics of the difference between Judaism and Zionism. Judaism is a religion, and a religion only. It doesn't stand for any politics, no nationalism to it. It's simply the service of the Almighty, the practicing of Jewish commandments, and that's about it. Versus Zionism, which is a purely political movement, invented by politicians, political people, nationalistic people, with no intention to have any Judaism, any religion into it. Now, originally, this philosophy of Zionism had no connection with Judaism. They came to a point where they realized they have to have support of all Jews, they have to have support of Christian people, they need other support. At that point, they started to realize that they need to misuse religion to gain support necessary. Now, once we understand this, we understand that all what's happening And all what Israel stands for, all what this philosophy of Zionism stands for, has no connection with Judaism. Yes, you might find some religious people supporting them. It's not all religious people as presented in the media. The media does a tragedy for all of us by presenting images in the way they choose to do, for political reasons or for financial reasons or for threats behind them. But unfortunately, people might see in the media those settlers up front. Those settlers happen to be the very small fringe extreme minority from the Jewish people. But yes, you would find some religious people supporting them. But I say always, if you look into religion, theft, killing, murder is wrong. It's forbidden. Now, if God forbid you find a religious person committing a crime, committing murder, now does murder become religious? No way. Murder is non-religious. It's opposed by religion. Unfortunately, you might, God forbid, find a religious person committing this crime. But it doesn't make the crime religious. Now, Zionism, the state of Israel, is totally in contrast to Judaism. If you find an individual happens to be a religious person supporting this anti-religious concept, doesn't make the concept religious. It still remains unreligious, anti-religious. Now, people think that the tragedies we face today in Palestine is a tragedy, is a Nakba, is a catastrophe for the Palestinian people. It's not only for the Palestinian people. It's us as Jewish people we suffer. It's our religion that suffers from what is happening. What has been done to our people, they have really simply eradicated religion from our people in an enormous extent, in a large scale. They have brought up immigrants from many Middle Eastern countries into Palestine, and we're talking about decades back. On purpose, they uprooted the religion from them. There's one of our great scholars, Reb Chaim Brisker, very famous, he said, they didn't uproot religion from our people in order to create a state. They created their state in order to have a power to uproot the religion of our people. They hated religion, and they destroyed our religion to a certain extent. Thank God they were not successful. In addition, they are causing bloodshed to the Palestinian people, as we know and as we see, as we witness, which is a tremendous tragedy. But they also cause bloodshed to the Jewish people. One of our great leaders, Rabbi Teitelbaum, the Satmar Rebbe, he survived the Holocaust. He ended up being the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, the anti-Zionist chief rabbi of Jerusalem. And then he left, and he was in New York and established a large anti-Zionist community, which is the largest anti-Zionist community outside of Jerusalem. And he complained on many aspects of Zionism, but he complained also on this point: who gave the right to this movement of Zionism to sacrifice Jewish blood on this altar of Zionism, besides all other blood that was spilled? Now, all of this is not only a catastrophe for Palestine, it's a catastrophe for the Jewish people, and it's a catastrophe for Jewish religion. And on top of all, when this is being done supposedly, sadly, in the name of all Jews, when this is sadly sometimes being presented as described before a religious conflict, rooted in religion, in the name of religion, this is truly a catastrophe. And another point is that we need to understand that this is not only not supported by all Jews. I would say, in a certain way, the majority of seriously religious people, Jewish people, are in opposition. Sadly, I have to admit that, unfortunately, the majority of Jewish people are non-religious. And therefore, you find the majority of Jewish people don't keep the Ten Commandments, and they're ignorant. They have no idea what their religion is all about. And therefore, unfortunately, they end up supporting this beautiful state of Israel. But when you really study religious people, let me tell you an example. There's an annual salute to Israel parade in New York City. And we go each and every year, we go to counter-protest them. And I spoke to a journalist on scene while we were standing there protesting, and I told him, please, watch this carefully. If you would see tens of thousands of people marching in this parade, you won't find 10 people looking like myself, seriously religious people. And it was a shock to him. And this really shows you, this proves you, that you would find either totally ignorant people, secular Jews, or you would find some marginal religious Jews that to a certain extent will support Israel. But the majority of seriously religious people totally oppose them and are disassociated with this whole concept and are sad whatever is happening. Unfortunately, not everyone will stand up in public. We spend our weekend here with some of our Jewish friends. We spend time with 4 or 5 families. They won't come to join us here now because, you know, we're going public, we're going on cameras, we're going on the street on activities. Let me tell you this very important story, and I'll make this only in 2 minutes, so I'll finish. I have a personal friend of mine, and he is one of 2 partners of a huge company in New York City, Manhattan. I won't mention the name in public. I'm sure that half of the audience here knows about this company. And he comes up to me one day and he tells me, I'll do whatever I can to support you. And he does support us financially. There's no way I can come out in public. If I'll be once on a picture, I close down my business the same day. And it's true. It's true. Let me tell you this other story. I was in Toronto, Canada, many times. But once was a couple of years ago, one of the incidents when Israel attacked Gaza. And I spoke at that rally in Toronto. I stepped down the podium, and I went up front. I had so many of my other colleagues with some large banners facing the other side of the street. Across the street, there was the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, the arrogant, militant Israeli groups who are banned in the United States, and they had to change their name in the United States to JDO. But in Canada, there is still JDL, Jewish Defense League. And they were really angry. They came over with cameras. We're going to publicize the pictures. This is an attempt to intimidate people, to be fearful to come out. You know, I responded saying, you know, that's why I'm here. I'll appreciate if you publicize my pictures. But people are afraid. Many, many people lost their jobs because of their public activities. It is very difficult, you can imagine. But at least we need to understand that this is not Judaism. This is not Judaism as a religion. And this is not the Jewish people. Masses of Jewish people, large Jewish communities worldwide are in total opposition to what is happening. And let me end with a prayer. We pray always to Almighty God that evil should stop, and evil will stop. But we hope that this will stop peacefully, without any more suffering of anyone, Arabs or Jews or anyone involved. And we hope people ask the solution, what the solution is. There are many ways to describe a solution. There can be religious people describing a religious solution. There can be politicians giving a political solution. I'm not here, I'm not a political engineer to describe a political solution. But what I can say is, Almighty God is almighty, and He can do what we can't. We have to pray. We have to do our part. We have to educate. We have to raise the awareness. People should understand what is happening. We should not support evil, and we should try in our best of our ability to stop it. And we can hope to a much brighter future, to a much better future. And we have to use this example. We did have a beautiful past. We have an example what we are achieving, what we are hoping for. We hope that this nice future that did exist in Palestine, it existed in other Muslim countries, it's still existing today in Iran, in Yemen to a certain extent. We still can see the nice brotherhood, the nice peace between religions. Despite all differences, we might have some differences. We have much in common, but we can have some differences, but in no way this should be, or this should be a cause or a reason for conflict. May God's mercy be upon the suffering people of Palestine. May His mercy be upon our people here, the United States of America, and the world. Thank you very much.